Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
And finally, we talk a lot about these different demographics and these assumptions of where they're going to go. Latinos in Texas, a district that's 97% Latino, went 75 percentage points for Donald Trump. Why?
Misogyny.
On the border.
It's
the border
misogyny.
Crisis is on their doorstep.
So,
and they were begging people to care about it for years. We need to take
sexism,
some lessons.
That's what that was.
The lessons are not
knock,
misogyny.
Knock. Who's there? Oh, my gosh. It's Whoopi.
Not too often I open a clip from The View, but that's what that is. That is the one, now that she calls herself a Republican on the show, but if you've ever watched that show, she doesn't ever say anything that sounds remotely Republican until that clip right there where she's saying, look, this is a district in Texas that is 97% Latino that went 75% for Trump. Why do you think they did that? And they yell, because of misogyny. And she goes, no, it's the border, you friggin' idiots. And they're like, nope, it's because of misogyny. Do they think 100% of people in that district are men? Like, what universe do you live in? Hey, this is Wiggins America. It's one of the most glorious things about this victory, not just for Trump, but for Republicans down ballot too, is that they've taken away every talking point. Because, yes, Democrats are still and will still yell about racism and misogyny and whatever else, homophobia, I mean, come up with something. But every single demographic group moved toward Trump in this election. Women did, and that you've heard lots about that. This was going to be the gender gap election. It wasn't. Certainly more men did, but women, compared to 2020, actually voted less for the female candidate this year than they did for Biden. Latinos moved hard right. I mean, there are some districts where Trump actually outright won the Latino vote, in Florida in specific, but in a lot of them. He didn't win it overall, but they moved hard right. They moved far. I think it was by... don't quote me on this, but I think it was by 10 percentage points. And then the black vote, certainly with black men, it moved hard right. There's a shift in every single portion of the electorate. I read that up to 25% of the LGBTQ community voted for Trump. Now, these are all unofficial. A lot of these are exit polls and things, so, you know, don't quote me on all of it, but it's just trends. And all the trends moved in the direction of a huge Trump win, and then he pulled across, looks like, some House members and some Senate to where he's going to have a unified government on the right for at least 2 years. So I don't laugh at people who've been in the bubble. You know, people only surround themselves by voices that agree with them. And then this happens and they don't know what to do. Their entire worldview is shot. And I hate that because it's like they can't handle outside information. That's the problem. It's not that you're listening to things you like or you're reading only voices that you want to hear and accept. I understand that, but when you can't handle other viewpoints and you push all of them away to the point that people are talking about cutting off family members and stuff, when you cut all that out of your life and then something like this happens and it destroys your entire worldview, people are having meltdowns, man. I sympathize with those people, but I do not have any sympathy for people on The View, the message leaders of this country, Jimmy Kimmel crying, a somber open from Stephen Colbert because they cannot believe it. But here's the thing, they can't figure out what to say because of all of those message points that they've been using. They lost all of them. And it's almost as if what you're watching is less, you know, is less this somber tone. It's more like it's for they're weeping for themselves because they're realizing their influence is gone. Now, in the coming years, they're not going to stop. They're going to keep doing this. And we're going to continue to have to address it because they're still there. People are still watching this. Like I said, people are still in their bubble. Hopefully, people start to get outside of that bubble and there's a big awakening happen. Yes, I'm talking about politically, but I'm talking much, much more about spiritually. No R&D attached to that. Man, we need God to do something in this country. But thank you for what you have done. It's been a tremendous week. Stick around. We have a whole bunch on this show. We got some good news. We're going to play some good news, not just about our election, but just like feel good news. And it is related to the elections. Stick around for that. Old Roy's coming in. We're going to talk about voter integrity. And we're going to play my predictions back from last week to see how I did at the end of this hour.
Error 404. Humorous tagline not found. Wiggins America.
To crow, been that way since I don't know.
Wiggins America.
Throw a little water on my face, get out the door and greet the day. Putting my knees down on the ground, sing to the
Not
Lord.
Not to paraphrase Hillary Clinton here, old Roy, but what happened? I haven't talked to you in a week or two.
Yeah.
And we were waiting because, gosh, how could we do anything before the election? Let's talk after the election.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, not that we weren't doing shows, but we were. And I said, let's really wait and go into this after the election. Assuming you stayed up, did you watch the whole thing?
I did. Yep, I stayed up for the whole spiel.
What was your, okay, I got to go to bed moment?
Trump's speech.
Okay, that was mine too. Ours
about,
too.
About halfway through.
Yeah.
He was tired. I was tired.
Everybody was tired. Man, you know who was tired was America on Wednesday.
Yeah.
As everybody was staying up late to watch that. It's been really remarkable. That's a quick election though.
Well, that's what it should be. That's what it used to be.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The difference is though that it used to be that victories were more decisive. In the last few years, you have really, we still have close races that aren't called, mm-hmm. but in the last few years, we've had just really close elections. I mean, 2020 was super, super close, And so when it's that close, I kind of understand that it takes a little bit longer, but you have to instill confidence in the people by getting these things done quickly. Like Florida is the model for the nation going forward.
Oh, yeah.
And here we are still waiting on Arizona, and Arizona has been under a microscope for like 10 years about how bad they are, and they've gotten no better.
Well, keep in mind, the average age in Arizona is, what, 97?
You think they're just moving slower? Is that your hypothesis?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. They drive slower. They move slower. It's hot. Everybody's sweaty. I think it's... I don't know. Their process is terrible.
So to get the ballots from the polling place to the counting place, it just takes longer because they're driving slower.
They're driving slower, and if it's around that 4 o'clock hour, they got to stop for dinner. So I don't know. I'm being mean, but it's
they've got to change something. It's the same people in charge. That's the problem. It's the same people, and they have the same apologists in the media. And when I say media, I'm including Twitter. There are people out there who are very widely followed because, this is the person you want to follow because they know Arizona really well, or they know Nevada, and all this data that I look at, I know these certain people. Well, a lot of them are apologists for their own electoral systems. And that's okay if the criticisms are wrong. Rebuffing those criticisms is fine.
Sure.
But then real good criticism comes along and they're like, these plebes. You're like, no, this is real. Like, look at the other 50 states and realize you do have a problem.
Right. Yeah, there's no doubt about it that they need to. I don't know what's Nevada's issue.
So Nevada is weird because they actually legal. Now, I'm not saying this is good, but theirs isn't an issue of counting so much as it is they have 3 days after Election Day that you can still. I don't know if you can still mail in a ballot or you can still count mail in ballots for 3 days after the fact that have come in on Election Day. So they release their numbers strangely, which isn't. Nothing wrong with it, but it's just in a season of let's be fully transparent. You would hope that they would just alter things to be more where like you can have scrutiny on everything, which right now they don't.
Well, I've always been in favor of on federal elections, there needs to be some guidelines. There needs to be some standards. You're doing your local dog catcher election. Do it however you want. I don't care. Your state elections, fine. Handle them however you want. But for federal elections, it's become a bigger problem in the last few years, cycles when it's been close.
Yeah.
But like this one, which was like most of the elections I've lived through prior to really the first really bad one was George W. in
2000.
Yeah, and Gore. But prior to that, it was always like this. So if there was an outlier state, who cares? It's already decided.
Exactly.
And it's decided on Election Day.
Yep.
And everybody voted on Election Day. So I would love to see this pre-voting thing go away. It's only relevant because of the last few cycles.
Yeah.
So if you get back to what it should be, you vote on Election Day. If you can't do it, which should be rare, you have the absentee ballot option. And then count them up and be done with it by the end of the night.
And I don't know if there's any truth to this or not. It's really hard to tell because it's a lot of rumor. It's random video. It's stuff that people are just saying. Mm-hmm. So you're like, well, how do I corroborate this? Well, right now I can't. And so I'm being open about that. But I've heard that there were a bunch of trucks with out-of-state plates that were blacked-out windows pulling up to polling places in Michigan, in places where they've had problems before with a little bit of accountability, okay? But that since the time they were pulling in, the election had almost already been called.
Right.
So there was no need in the case that it was fraud, which I'm not saying for sure it was. I'm just saying it looked suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, if it were close, you'd be going, something's wrong here. But since it's not close, my hope is that still the RNC lawyers and all these people that I've been talking about for a month or two now, they've been on it. They've been great.
Mm-hmm.
They've been catching early voting stuff day of, dealing with it in court right away. And it's been good. And some of those cases they've won. Actually, most of them they've won. Some of them they've lost. But some of them were just simple things like, hey, you ran out of ballots in one of our best counties. You need to extend voting hours in that county. And they would say, yeah, okay, we will. But they were on it. That's the point.
Right.
My hope is that they don't go, well, we won the election. Everybody go home. This stuff still needs to be addressed. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, the only way... If there was big fraud in 2020, and that's a big if, there probably is, well, there's always fraud. You always know there is.
Right.
Is there a big coordinated fraud is the question.
Well, to me, this made it more apparent that there was.
What, 24? This election?
No, in 2020.
Okay.
Because the results of this election is what 2020 should have been, had it not been...
Well, that's what I'm saying, and that's my point, is that if there was, and I'll conclude this point, there needs to be, the only way we're going to find out is if the stuff that's so far started to happen would happen. So Trump needed to win decisively in 24. Then Trump needed to enter office, which hasn't happened yet, and then there needs to be a whistleblower. Because you can dig and dig and dig, but until somebody inside is willing to turn and say, here, I'll give you the operation, I'll give you the papers, I'll give you the names, I'll give you how we did it. It's just going to be tough to slog through to find, because you can find all kinds of anomalies like we did in 2020. There's weird statistical anomalies about that election. Mm-hmm. Regardless of who you are, that's true. If there is a way to find that they're doing it, though, you have to have somebody turn. And they were going to do it during Biden. If it existed, they weren't going to go to Biden's DOJ and say, hey, there was a problem. Okay, let me come slit your neck.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, come on in. Come in the office here. But now that will be a possibility, that if there's somebody who does want to flip and turn on these things, if it did exist enough, that could happen.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
I'm not. But
you alluded to it. The tendency is, well, we won this one, so let's, especially on the Republican side, we won. Let's move forward, and that's a mistake, because all it's going to take is another manufactured pandemic or a terrorist event or something, and we're right back where we were. So the machine is still in place. It just got. It was being watched a lot closer this time.
Yes, it was.
And there was a lack of enthusiasm to take advantage of for Kamala. So I think there were but I mean, she did the exact same thing that Hillary did. She didn't come out that night when it looked like it was over.
No, it was a full day later.
Hillary knew that the cheat was in place. And let's just give it time to work out, because the plan was wait and see how many votes we need, shut it down, and add them in.
Well, explain why that didn't work then, if that was on in 2016.
Why it didn't work this time?
No. You're saying Hillary had the cheat on, but she lost.
Well, they didn't expect, like in 2020, they didn't go to the extent that they did in 20, because they didn't think it was possible. Not only did they not have any confidence that Trump was a serious candidate, they figured the combination of the fact that he's a joke and we've got it in the bag, just look at Illinois politics, for gosh sakes. There's no physical way that even a groundswell downstate is going to have any impact on the outcome in Illinois. So... that's how she was looking at the whole country.
I've heard this before. I've heard this that, and it makes sense, like, you know, logically it makes sense that she was not expecting the blue wall to have any problems, and the team wasn't, because Trump wasn't a serious candidate in 2016.
Right.
The NBC poll before the election said she's going to win by 15 points or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't need to turn out extra voters or extra ballots in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania.
Right.
So I've heard that before. It makes sense. I'm just a proof guy.
But I need to see it. Look at 2020. the way they did 2020, where they targeted those specific spots. Arizona was some kind of weird. I still don't understand why Fox was in the bag on the Arizona thing in 2020. But the blue wall was a coordinated effort that we don't even care if everybody knows we're cheating. We're going to make sure it doesn't happen again. And that's the way it looked to me. That's the way it looked to, I think, a lot of people. They just didn't have the enthusiasm this time to be able to pull it off.
Well, Roy, I'm from Illinois, the show me state, and I need to see it. That's why I'm saying that if it existed to the extent, and the weird thing about talking about fraud is that everybody left and right acknowledges that some exists in every election. It's to what extent? And again, I'll just say that if there was enough in 2020 to flip that thing, which that would have, again, this is, that would have been the perfect election to do it because of the pandemic, because of all the changes in laws the last second, and because of the margins being so close in three swing states. And you could add a couple more to that if you wanted. You could add Pennsylvania. They were not that close, but they were close. But Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona were very close. So to pull off that kind of operation, that was the perfect election to do it.
Right.
So I'm just saying, if that happened, I want to see somebody turn, because I think that's the only way that we're ever going to know. And if we don't see somebody turn, I'll say okay, but I want to see that happen.
If you take away the gains that Trump had in with minority voters, it was almost identical margins at the same time in 2020, the same timeline as in 2024. The difference was they were able to stop the counting. They were able to, they didn't have the oversight. They didn't have people scrutinizing. They were able to bring in the number of votes they needed to flip it. And the numbers were virtually the same this time.
I don't believe your data about minority voters, because I was told.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Told that Trump is a racist. Bush are full of all right, yeah, we'll end on that.
Yeah. Work through the pain and the
rain or shine. Come on, y'all, we still got time. We still got time.
Wiggins America.
Yeah, I've watched the videos of people having meltdowns on social media after Donald Trump was declared the victor. I do believe that part of that, I said this already, but I do believe that part of that is that, yes, people live in bubbles where they don't seek out any other viewpoints. And then they're shocked when their bubble bursts. This is that. I don't really get mad at them. I do feel kind of sorry for them, but I just hope that, like, by now, why haven't people learned their lesson that the bubble is a bad thing? I'm not saying that you shouldn't seek out your own side. I mean, obviously, I'm super partisan, but I also listen to what the other side's saying, which is how I'm able to make predictions on elections that don't go Republicans' way, because it's not always going to go your way. My predictions are coming up in the next segment. I'm going to play back the portions of where I made predictions last week, and we can judge them together, because I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm just going to play it. You can tell me how I did, and also then based on those, I'm going to make some more at the end of this show. That's coming up next. But before we get there, let's kind of keep things positive, okay? I pulled a couple clips here from election night, which I guess was technically election the next day morning, because it was pretty into the wee hours when most of these things went up. The first one I want to play here is from Tulsi Gabbard. Now, this woman, in my opinion, is the front runner for the next president of the United States. That's a very early prediction. A lot can change. But I thought she was a VP candidate. Apparently, she was not. J.D. Vance is awesome. A lot of people are handicapping him as being the next nominee. I don't even want to look that far ahead. Anyway, Tulsi Gabbard is clearly, she's put a lot on the line hitching her wagon to this administration, because if they had lost, she was out. You know, I don't know what she would gain. Elon Musk, the same way, Joe Rogan, some of these people. You know, they have a lot already. So when they say, this is where I'm going to go with my endorsements or my talents, I'm going to take my talents, you know, they are putting a lot on the line. And so they look like they were smart now, because they chose the winner, and maybe they helped the winner win. But, you know, when you don't win, it looks pretty bad. Like, what's going to happen to Kamala now, for instance? But anyway, this is Tulsi Gabbard the night of the election, with her husband, just walking around. And this is a Hawaiian lullaby, and they're just walking around the hallways singing.
Where I live, there are rainbows, with life in the laughter of morning and starry nights. Where I the warmth of the sun, I hear children laughing in this place that I love. Where I live, there are rainbows, with life in the laughter of morning and stars.
nice song. And it's funny, the video, because her and her husband are just in like dimly lit catacomb hallways of some office or convention center somewhere. It's the opposite of what they're singing. But they're pretty happy. They are pretty happy. I don't know how you felt on Tuesday night. We were pretty happy, although I was less shocked this year than 2016. In 2016, I think we all were like, what? Are you kidding me? This time, I was just happy. This video came across my feed the next day, and I was like, oh, man, I'm saving that for this weekend, because regardless of party, I said this last week, regardless of party, when anybody in politics, they use religion at times, and I understand that. We're not idiots, but I'm glad when they talk about Jesus. I'm glad when they talk about the Bible. I'm glad when they sing hymns. If it's Democrats or Republicans, I don't care. I may disagree with your ideology, but I like when you do it. And this was one of those. Now, let me set up what this is. This is at the Trump party, the election rally night. This bunch of people in suits and nice clothes. They're all wearing the lanyards. People of all races are there. People in MAGA hats. But they're all dressed really nice because this is like the official Trump party. This is behind the scenes after they called the election on Fox News. And I don't know whether this video was taken. There's tons and tons of people in this big convention room. I don't know whether this was taken right after Fox called it or after Trump gave his speech. There's nobody that I can identify in it. I don't see any like well-known politicians in there. This is just a bunch of staffers, and it's a lot of people all singing. And I'll just let this whole thing play. And I'll come back and we can judge my predictions.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotional alert. check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
If you're listening, whoa. Sing it back, whoa. Straight from the tether, unwind.
I was just telling some of the producers outside that I did pretty decent in my predictions, but I don't expect you to trust me to retell my prediction, because I could kind of like, you know, hedge them a little bit and say, well, here's what I said, but it not be exactly. So I'm not going to do that to you. I'm going to tell you that I recorded these predictions last week on this show. So it was in this same segment, the fourth segment of the hour, that I gave my public predictions on what would happen in the election. I gave four different, well, if you want to count states, it was, I predicted seven states, or, you know, what would happen in the seven swing states, overall popular vote, what would happen in the Senate, and what would happen in the House. So I'm going to play back those predictions. I'm going to give you what the actual result was, and then I'm going to play back my prediction, and you can judge how I did. The first one that I did was the swing states. So there were seven swing states total, as you probably know by now, that we're going to decide the election. Of those seven swing states, seven of them were called for Trump. So all of them were called for Trump, with the last two, or the narrowest margins, I'd just say, because Arizona is just taking forever to count, but it's a pretty big margin, so they were able to call that one already. The narrowest margins for Trump ended up being Nevada and Michigan. Here's my prediction from last week. Oh, and I put a little filter on it so you can tell when I cut to last week versus this week.
Wiggins America.
My official prediction is that Trump will win the presidency, and he will win it by quite a bit in the Electoral College. That means that, yes, if he's going to win Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, he's going to win the presidency. But I'm going to go ahead and be bold in predicting this, that he's going to win more than just those states, because he's going to overperform the polls again, and he's going to win Pennsylvania, he's going to win Texas easily, Wisconsin, I said that, and probably Michigan, although Michigan is a little tricky to me, and Nevada too. Like, those are the two that I'm like, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, just because of Philadelphia. Those are tough states, but I'm going to say he takes all of them. Okay. Now, I didn't actually add up on the show what that would be Electoral College vote-wise, but if I had, it would have been 312. Do you know what the Electoral College is right now? 312. How about popular vote? As of this moment, Trump is winning the popular vote by 50.7%. Now, this will change a little bit as they continue to count, but it's not going to change that much. You're talking about a lot of votes. So at right now, he's at 50.7% of the popular vote. Here was my prediction from last week. Is that Donald Trump is going to win the popular vote. It will be very narrow, but I do believe he's going to win it. And that would be the first time a Republican has won the popular vote since that election I just mentioned. George W. Bush beat John Kerry in 2004. This all just comes from me looking at data, early voting, registration trends, turnout trends, and polling. The problem is you can't just look at polling anymore, because polling is used to influence, not just reflect the totals. So you got to look at all these things. Okay, swing states and popular vote, that was for Trump. What about Congress? Right now,
the Senate is sitting at 53 seats for Republicans. That is a 4-seat gain over their current, over the current Senate. And the pickups for Republicans were Montana and West Virginia. Those were easy. Everybody thought that was going to happen. And that was 51. But the tough ones that they picked up were Ohio and Pennsylvania. Total now of 53. That could change. Brown is going to lose. The Republicans going to lose in Nevada, but they haven't called that officially yet. And Lake still could pick off Arizona. That's a possibility. I think that's unlikely, but it is a possibility. So as it sits right now, 53 seats for Republicans. Here was my prediction. Pennsylvania could easily go Republican here. Michigan shouldn't, but the polling's good for Rogers. That's the Republican there. And then Tammy Baldwin is the incumbent in Wisconsin, and she could easily lose just because Trump does well. So that this is where it gets really hard. So I'm going to go ahead and play the sounder here.
Wiggins America.
My official prediction for the Senate is that Republicans gain, after the baseline of 51, they gain one or two more seats. I'll go ahead and say two and say they get 53 total. And lastly, the House of Representatives. Now, I didn't go on record and pick a number of House of Representatives because you're talking about 438 elections. So I could say, oh, you know, it was going to be this many or whatever, but I just don't think that's that valuable because it's almost impossible, unless that is your paid profession, is to just try to reelect Democrats or Republicans to the House, and you know that much about each district. You're talking about a depth of data that I would have to spend my entire time doing. So instead of picking the number of House seats, I said overall, well, I'm not going to tell you what I'll play what I said because I don't like telling you what I said. Right now, I'll give you what is actually happening, though. Right now, Republicans have gained one seat. And it looks like there's still about a dozen that haven't been called. And they're going to split pretty evenly. So it looks like Republicans will maintain a very, very narrow majority in the House. Here was my prediction.
Wiggins America.
Since we're going with a big Republican night, I do think Republicans keep the House. I don't think they'll keep it by a lot, but I do think they'll keep it, which gives them control of the executive branch and both chambers of Congress in my official prediction. So I don't know how you want to quantify that, but I went 100%. I unless Kari Lake picks off that extra seat in Arizona, which I'm all for, I will have picked 100% of these races correctly. There are still, you know, things that could alter a little bit, but we're pretty close to knowing. So if you heard that, you go, dang, Wiggins, you did pretty good. I've been walking around the office gloating a little bit, but I don't know. It's like, I wanted to wait until we could actually play all of it back. And so there it is. It's on record. You can listen to all those things last week. I'm just cutting last week's show up and playing the parts where I made the predictions back. So, Ryan, what you're saying is that this, in your opinion, will be the red wave that didn't materialize in 2022. Yes, that is overall what I'm saying. You can say, well, Wiggins, you just predicted Republicans would do well, basically, and you got kind of lucky on the numbers. Well, that's possible. The only trouble with that, you're like, well, you're just a partisan. In a Republican year, you're going to pick Republicans doing well. And in a Democrat year, you're not going to pick as well. Well, that's not true because last year, now I didn't make official predictions. I just kind of like talked about overall the election stuff in 2022. My show started in 21, so I didn't have a whole lot behind me. So in 23, last year was the first year I made official predictions. And that was an off year, obviously. So you're talking about some weird elections. You're talking about like governors and a bunch of, you know, big state amendments like the abortion measure in Ohio and stuff. So there were six of those. And I predicted in 2023, last year, that all six of the main national headline races
would actually go Democrat. And guess what happened? 100%. All of them went Democrat. I'm not trying to be partisan here. I'm just reading the data. And the data this year suggested that exactly what you just heard would happen. And so I predicted all of that last weekend. If you now trust me and you think that, man, maybe this guy knows what he's talking about. Well, I'm not looking at like polling data yet or registration and turnout data yet for 2026. But I can tell you in big, broad terms, historical trends, and I've been looking at the map for the Senate, because the House is every 2 years. The Senate, you know, changes every two, depending on which ones are up. Republicans are going to lose the House in 2026, but they are going to keep the Senate. So that's a full 4 years of Donald Trump presidency that they're going to have the Senate. And I can go into all of why, but, you know, if you trust me, that's my prediction this far out. I will say this, too, and this isn't really based on polling or maps or anything. I would say my big prediction for the next 2 years is that really soon we're going to go into a recession. And that is not based on anything that Trump's doing. Obviously, he's not the president yet. But that we have propped up our economy so long with artificial means that it's going to come crashing down at some point. And I don't know that it's going to be real pretty. I hope it's just mild, but gravity always wins, and it's going to come back down. I don't think this next year, or maybe even a little beyond that, are going to be real comfortable. Now, he'll bring some prices down for sure, because he's not an idiot, and he knows how to, you know, not cost you money by printing money. But I just don't think the economy is going to be real good. I hate to end on a down note, but, you know, I played all these predictions for a reason. Now these are bigger, different predictions, so you don't have to hold me to that. But, hey, maybe going into 2026, the week before the midterms, maybe you'll tune into Wiggins America and you'll listen to my predictions again because you think I got it right. We'll see. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week.
More at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.